I'm better now, guys. I had some coffee, okay?
During the break?
Yeah.
You just had it during the break.
She just slugged down some coffee, and now she feels great.
Wow. Yep. It's all good.
Welcome in, everybody, by the way. It is the Donna and Steve show. Yes, it's those same two people that you saw on television on Friday.
Oh, gosh. How did it go, guys?
It was fun. It was super fun. I liked it. My favorite part was sitting down the whole time.
Was it your favorite time on the show? Because we didn't have to move anywhere. We just stay at the host chat table the whole time.
Yeah, I did like the simplicity of it all.
I have enjoyed it as well. Elizabeth has been all, oh, I miss moving around and everything being normal. I sort of had an appreciation for it. I thought, this isn't going to last forever. And let's enjoy sitting while we can. I like sitting. I'm sitting right now.
I'm sitting too.
Sitting right now.
There was a major fail, Dawn, in that we were having a little drawing competition.
Oh, yeah.
So we each had a sketch pad, and we weren't to flip it over until the timer began, right?
Right, yep.
Flip it over, and at the top of the page, it told you what you had to draw. Well, lo and behold, the first thing on there, the state of Minnesota.
Oh!
Now, we both, you don't have a reference point. It doesn't show you. You're not tracing. You're drawing from memory the state of Minnesota.
Yeah.
We, both being transplants, did not, how do you say, do so great.
So you drew your home state of, is it Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania,
and
yep.
And then Donna drew New Jersey.
New Jersey, yep. And the people didn't like it. Donna essentially drew one of the ghosts from Pac-Man. That is what that was. And I think, now I know I'm, you know, we're all defending ourselves here. I thought mine was closer. Still, they were both crushed. Our producer then brought up an actual picture of the state of Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
And then people were giving us a hard time on Twitter saying, these dummies, how can they not do this? Our Facebook question today is a different one, and it's honor code.
Okay.
It is draw the state of Minnesota and post it in the comments below on our Facebook page. You could also email these to Donna and Steve Show at mytalk1071.com. But without looking, don't go to Google first. You do this from your memory, you draw it, and then we will find out how off we were. I thought I did a decent job.
You did. Can I tell you the saddest part of this whole thing? Mm-hmm. Is I have pictures of Minnesota in my home that I can see every day.
Oh.
I have a necklace that is just the outline of the state of Minnesota.
Oh.
So it's one of those things where you know what it looks like, but you can't put it pen to paper.
Mm. Yeah, somebody said, boy, they forgot the whole Duluth area. And I was like, what part of the hat is that? Because I'm just doing the baker's hat, you know? Because remember, if you don't know, now you don't look at a map.
Oh, Steve.
But we are the hat. Minnesota is the hat.
All right, Dawn's going to try to draw it.
Yeah, that'd be great, Dawn.
I don't know anything about this hat business.
It's the hat. Minnesota is the hat. And then below us is Iowa, I think.
Yes.
And they are the face of the baker. And then go below that, the state below is a belly.
Oh, I've never seen that.
And then the pants. And then the boot is Louisiana. And that baker is holding a little pan with like chicken in it.
Oh, my God.
Once you see it, you can't unsee it. But a lot of people don't see it.
All right, Dawn is going to attempt to draw this as
we
speak.
I'm going to do it big with a Sharpie.
Okay. How long have you lived in Minnesota, Dawn?
5 years this October.
Okay. So, there's a lot riding on this.
Yes,
again, our Facebook question today, you can go to you doodle right now, take a picture with your phone, put it up in our comments, draw the state of Minnesota. It's a drawing contest.
Yeah.
Without looking at the state of Minnesota.
By the way, I did win the contest.
You did.
It's only because of my turtle and you.
People did like your turtle. We also drew a turtle. Donna was well ahead in the vote. We had a vote of who's the better artist, Donna or Steve. Before the contest even started, she was winning. All right, slide it over.
That's not bad.
That's
not good.
Not good. Definitely not good.
This is the Duluth and the Lake Superior up here.
I see.
Okay, yeah.
So it might look backwards on the camera. What do you think?
I don't think it's great.
I think it's too wide.
Okay. Too short and too fat.
Okay.
Don't worry, Dawn.
I mean, at least I didn't draw Missouri, which is very similar.
That is good. Let's see here.
Okay.
Other than that, Donna, how did you feel being on Twin Cities Live? From your least fun to the most fun you've ever had, how would you rank it?
Maybe my most fun. I really did have a really good time.
Did you have to read the teleprompter?
Yeah.
Okay. She did.
Just a little bit. Yeah. They throw me a bone every now and then. Sometimes I'll go, hey, let me read the next thing.
Well, and she had a line in the live tease. I didn't warn her for it. I thought your line was just going to be Twin Cities Live is next. But it was actually me asking her a question, and then she is supposed to say something. And so it actually provided a pretty darn funny moment.
Fun. Oh. It was fun. We have fun.
What, you can't have fun anymore?
No, you can. You definitely can. By the way, that is host chat is up at TwinCitiesLive.com, right?
Yes, it is. Uninteresting radio, but I'm trying to fix my camera right now.
Uh-huh.
I look like I'm in a fun house. My door is slanted beside me. I can't.
You're very loud today, too. Like, painstakingly loud. Oh,
okay. Am I really? I can hardly hear myself.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, my headphones are broken.
That's weird, because I'm hearing you, like, almost over-modulating in my head.
Well, it doesn't show that way on the meters.
That could just be the amount of time that we've spent together.
Yeah.
He's over-modulating now. It's starting to crack.
Yeah, I'm sure everything's fine. But anyway, yesterday, did anybody watch the Kentucky Derby?
No, I missed it.
I forgot on Saturday. I'm like, hey, did it happen already? And everyone's like, yeah, it happened at like 11 o'clock this morning. I'm like, well, thanks for the memo.
No, I thought it happened at 6:30 at night.
It did? Well, then I
was looking for
it.
I looked at 5:30 Central and I was like, did it already happen? And then it said it's happening at 6:30. And then I was like, okay, great. I'll watch that. I'll bring the kids in. Explain to them the fastest 2 minutes in sports.
And then what happened?
And then I forgot.
Oh, gone? Did you watch it?
No. I only remembered when I saw the when I was prepping for the show and I saw celebrities in their Kentucky Derby outfits. Oh. I was like, oh, that happened.
Darn. Anyway, the guy who won for
Bob Baffert, seventh. He's the most successful horse trainer of all time.
That is incredible. Horse trainer or horse jockey?
He's a trainer.
Oh, how about the jockey guy? Doesn't he get any credit here?
Oh, yeah. He's won several times.
So it's Medina Spirit has won. And, yep, you're right, the trainer. That's great. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was fun to talk about that. Hey, all right, we have to get on to pressing things. We have a lot of stuff today. It's a Money Monday coming up in hour 3 at 11:30, so we'll get into some money talk. We'll talk J-Lo and Ben Affleck in just a little bit. But after the break, my dad noticed something about two different clocks in our house. And then suddenly we had a theory, and then I looked into it, and I realized something I've never, ever learned before about analog clocks and how they are sold to you. It was shocking. I made a discovery. I wonder if you know about this. We'll dig in when we come back. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk. Hey, big shout out to our friends at Chill Boys for sponsoring our podcast.
Yes, Chill Boys is local. They make really comfortable and cooling men's underwear. The fabric is breathable and flexible because it's made from bamboo with a little smidge of spandex, and you could get a great deal right now on your first purchase.
Yeah, you go to chillboys.com and then use the promo code MYTALK when you're there. What will await you besides a great deal? How about the most comfortable fabric that you will ever put over your nether regions? You need to believe me when I tell you that, because it's true. I've tried all sorts of different kinds, including some really big names out there that say we have the most comfortable. Nay, said the horse, you do not. The Chill Boys are so comfortable. They're made of this bamboo fabric, which is just like made up of cumulonimbus clouds. It feels so good. It is so cool. And my groin has been super happy with me ever since I made the switch.
Good to know. Great for biking, hiking, fishing, working out. No wedgies, no chafing, no odor. You guys, you got to try these.
Go to chillboys.com. Don't forget to use that promo code MYTALK. Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment and fun facts, too.
Things that make you go. Okay. We have two analog clocks in our house. One's in a little entryway, and then the other is in a built-in in the living room. And the funny thing about this analog clock in the living room is that Lou and I, we had this conversation for a while about where do we want this to be? Should it be on the right side or the left side? You know, where are we going to be watching TV? Do we want to turn our heads to look and see what time it is? Just one of these stupid conversations that you have when you're placing things. Sure enough, since then, we have never put batteries into the clock ever. Never, not once. After all the conversation of where's the best place for us to be able to quickly see the time, we haven't put batteries in it. We've had it up for a year. The entryway clock, bought it. It was cute. Haven't put batteries in it. I don't know why. It'd be fun if they were useful, but
are you saying that they're not working?
We've never put batteries in them. We've never attempted to get them working. They do work.
I thought you were saying, like, we've never had to replace the batteries. You're saying you never put the batteries in.
That is correct.
So the clocks don't work.
Here is the interesting thing. Last night, my dad looked up at the clock.
He's still here, huh?
He left this morning.
Okay.
Last night, he looked up at the clock, and it was 10:10. And he looked down at his watch, and it was 10:10. And then he looked out at the other clock in the entryway, and it was 10:10. And he said, Steve, why are two of your clocks, why did two of them say 10:10? He said this after the fact, when it was no longer 10:10. And he realized, these clocks are not working. Why are they both at 10:10? I said, I don't know. We've never put batteries in either of them. And he said, do you think that they sell all clocks like that? It kind of looks symmetrical. I go to Amazon, search clock, every single analog clock that I can find is set to 10:10.
You are kidding me.
What's up with that?
Well, did you find out the reason why?
No.
Ooh-wee. Okay, so 10:10 means they're both on the 10, right?
Yes.
Which I would do like a 3 o'clock, because I think that would look
more pleasing.
Yeah. Timely.
They say the 10:10, which is the default setting for clocks, or watches as well, they like it because the hands are not overlapping, so they are fully and clearly visible, and their styling can be admired. The arrangement of the hands is symmetrical, which people generally find more pleasant than asymmetry, making the product more appealing to customers.
I don't understand that. 10:10, they are on top of one another.
No, that would be 10:50.
But they're not. Yeah, it's not 10:50 where they're both lined up in the same way. Google
like
a clock right now. Just say clock. I bet you it'll come up as 10:10.
Oh, I just put
image. Oh my gosh. Yeah, you go to clock.
Computer is very, very slow. Oh, I see. Yes.
They like the 10:10.
Okay, that looks good.
And that is the default setting for analog clocks, because even symmetry in a clock face appeals to customers.
Oh, interesting.
Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah, kind of. That's a very interesting fact.
I know. And he stumbled on it last night.
How
just
about
so
that?
Happening to look at his clock at the same time. What do they say? It's right twice a day, right? For now, Donna, you'll have to fact check us on this one. For almost all of the 1800s, maps of Africa had a mountain range called the Mountains of Kong, K-O-N-G, which didn't actually exist. They still even show up once in a while on modern maps. An atlas from 1995 had the Mountains of Kong in Africa.
Why would they put something fake on the map?
I don't know.
Well, Steve, you got to find that out.
No, I don't.
Please.
I just found out why the clocks are symmetrical at 10:10.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm not going to look up two things in one day.
African range that never existed.
You could easily do that, though,
let's
right?
just start adding stuff to maps.
Right. There is the Cave of Absinthe.
What?
In northwestern Minnesota. Who's going to check? Map makers are going to check.
Wow.
They're still dealing with maps. They're not digital. They're not going to email anybody or text anybody to tell them about it.
I love looking at maps.
I love maps.
You have a globe at your house, huh?
I do. You know what, you guys? I was in a thrift shop recently, and they had a little globe for like $6. And I'm like, I should get that for the studio so we can always reference it and look at it and play with it.
You might want to run that by Lojay first.
Yeah, that's why I was like, over there.
You can put it over here and I can't throw it to you. But
that's could you remember to take it and take it with you? You can't leave it there.
No.
That'll cause absolute upheaval.
She has too much to do.
I think.
I can attest for her coming into the studio. Sometimes Donna, even though she's the most organized person I know, at the last minute seems very panicked.
For all of her organization.
Yeah.
And she
to grab a globe would be too much.
I understand.
She's like, where's my phone? Where's but the globe?
You bring up a good point, though, because for all of her organizational efforts, and she and God bless Donnie Love in his new life, these people, had it not been for them, we could have got rid of the printer a while ago. But these two people, they love printing. They just want to, can we print it?
Oh, Julia would go nuts if she didn't have her printer.
Yeah, but Donnie printed it for her. That's why I referenced Donnie. You know, Donnie prints for her.
Oh, yeah.
Fill in Brittany goes down and gets her lunch. We know the setup that Julia has. It is powerful. I'm not hating on it. I'm jealous of it.
So funny.
But you're right, Dawn. For all those printed papers, sometimes there is just a last second brief, oh, no. Where is it?
Where's my phone?
Where's glasses?
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's my glasses.
Oh, my God. And
you guys, you think I do that here? You should see me at home.
Oh.
If I had a dollar for every time I had to have Rumi call my cell phone, I would have a wad of cash on me right now.
You know what you need, Donna?
I used to have the tile. Yeah, and then poor Colleen and Bradley would hear it go off during their show all the time.
No, you know what? You can get a, if you get an Apple Watch, I don't know if an Apple Watch is right for you or not, but let me show you one little thing that it does, things that make you go, huh?
Yes.
You slide it up, and then there's this little vibrate button on there, and it actually will, watch, it'll ding my phone.
It just dinged mine, too. Listen.
Yeah. That's so it's nice. A find your phone at any point. And so my wife is using it ad nauseum now. She won't even look. She stopped using her eyeballs.
It's only because you have an Apple phone and an Apple watch, though.
That is correct. Right. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. That's annoying.
Anyway, okay. Oh, this is great. How about this? Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn.
Mary Clarence. Marilyn Monroe had an IQ of 163. Albert Einstein's IQ was 160.
Sure
I don't,
about that?
I don't know. I liked it. It looked provocative.
Dawn, what's your IQ?
149.
Wow.
Well, you're no Marilyn Monroe. You're That's smartest right. among us. Don't get me wrong.
For sure.
No Monroe.
By leaps and bounds. That was fun, Steve. Thank you.
Thank you.
When we come back, why are Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck hanging out again? We'll discuss. Coming right up.
Warm weather is finally here. It's summertime and the perfect time to join the Y. The Y has outdoor pools and splash decks at locations throughout the area for fun days with family and friends. And here's the best part. If you join by May 13th, you'll get $5 enrollment and 25% off dues for the whole summer. Swim on over to ymcanorth.org and join today.
You're listening to Donna and Steve on My Talk 1071, Everything Entertainment. So we know that Jennifer Lopez recently broke up with Alex Rodriguez, RIP.
Yes.
To that relationship, I mean. Why am I not surprised that she's already hanging out with someone else?
Well, you're probably not surprised because she's not alone.
Ever.
Often. I was going to say often. You say ever. Yeah. She's a...
An overlapper.
A serial dater marrier.
Yeah, she's in love with love.
Yeah, but I don't think love is in love with her.
I'm just trying to be kind.
No, I mean, I think it's great, but the story now is that these two are hanging out. They had dated. They were engaged before. Ben Affleck has been spotted several times being driven to her home in a white Escalade that supposedly belongs to her. Oh. Now, these are daytime visits, not that that matters, because that's when the kids are in school.
Donna.
What? Oh, my goodness.
What is your... You make me sick.
Well, I speak the probable truth.
Yeah, no. Yeah, trust me. There's a very logistical element to love.
So...
When they're kids.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
Now, a source is saying that they're just friends, but... And they have been since they broke off their engagement. That's not entirely true. Remember at the Oscars one year, he went up to her just to say hi. And it was as if they hadn't seen each other in a long time.
Maybe it was an act.
Ooh, maybe. But Ben's wife, Jennifer Garner, is aware of these quote unquote friendly visits. And she's cool. She wants what's best for Ben, and what matters most to her is Ben being a great dad. That's what they're saying about Jennifer Garner. She doesn't care about all that stuff. But, I mean, they're totally doing it, right?
Oh,
Donna.
Gosh.
What?
Wow. So abrasive.
You're crude.
Are they?
Maybe they're just hanging out. Okay, maybe they're just finding friends, companionship in the comfortable conversation. It's like a quilt, Donna. Mm-mm. You go through a breakup and you want a quilt that your grandmother made.
AKA
you.
Afternoon Delight.
Donna! What's gotten into you?
Are either of the we know J Lo's single. Is Ben Affleck single? I can't kind of keep up.
Yeah, he broke up with that girl from Knives Out.
I think those two broke up.
Oh.
Really, really hot.
DeArmas. Yeah. There we go.
Can't remember her first name. Beautiful girl.
DeArmas.
Very good actress too.
Great slogan for America, right? DeArmas.
Oh, geez.
Please, somebody, DeArmas.
Hey.
Anna DeArmas.
Yes. Anna.
They need to make that more clear. All Annas and Annas need to come together. Let's have a
meeting.
Joint meeting and a message.
Yeah, so do the Kirstens and the Kirstens.
Yeah, you can't spell it the same.
No, you just can't.
And then
can't.
Tell me it's actually Kirsten.
Listen, I have two kids in my neighborhood. They both spell their name R-E-A-G-A-N.
Reagan and Regan.
The girl is Regan. The boy is Reagan.
Very confusing. Needs to be a thing about
Anyway, we digress. I think if these two...
Meanwhile, quickly, the Stevens with the B's and the Stevens with the P-H's, we've come to an agreement. We're all Steven.
How about the Shawns? Right.
Don't get me started on the C-Ains.
The C-Ains, the Shawns, and the Shawns.
There's three of them.
Yeah.
That's just really crazy.
So anyway, these two, here's where I have a problem with what a source is saying. Yeah. They're saying, oh, they've been really good friends since they broke off their engagement. Then why haven't we seen them together until now? Why is it now that she's broken up? Why wasn't she hanging out with him when she had a boyfriend? Friends hang out. I hang out with my guy friends who are married.
Maybe A-Rod wasn't as into that. Like, maybe they, this probably opens the channel for them to get together more and to hang out and talk more. Whereas if there's A-Rod's there, he's not going to be like, oh, you're going to see Ben tonight? That doesn't feel as good. Even if she still was like, oh, we're friends and it was amicable and all of that, there are no... There's no negotiating. There is no potential blowback now from getting together with her friend.
Who she is.
Donna.
Sleeping with.
No, she's not. She wouldn't have premarital sex, Donna.
Well, there's something going on for sure. Right?
We just don't know what it
is. Somebody agree with me. Dawn.
They can be buddies.
I agree with you.
And I have
you
no
got
problem
forced into
with
that,
it.
Dawn.
I wanted to make it sound home. Like a decree.
She's like, I have 25 more minutes of this.
No.
Like, yeah, sure.
You know what? Her history is very overlapping when it comes to
boys.
Boyfriends. You know? Mm-hmm.
She loves love. She's
she
little
loves
boy crazy.
Love. She does. And maybe they're like, listen, all of these other people we've had in between... They sucked.
Yeah, you know, the ones that we had kids with.
Yeah, they just sucked. We loved being in love together, and maybe being together makes them feel like they can erase all that crap.
Yeah.
You know, just for one afternoon.
Right.
To just embrace each other and...
Mm-hmm.
Just casually.
And have skin-on-skin contact.
You stay out of it, Steve.
Dawn.
What?
Skin-on-skin.
Yeah.
Oh, nothing better, right? Like a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so sweet.
Well, the dads always feel weird, but we're told to take our shirts off, too.
Oh, no, you should. That's
it's good.
Just
that's
sweet. The baby loves it.
Oh, I know. It's so sweet. I love it, too. The only thing I don't like is when you have a baby in a hospital.
Yeah.
And they're wonderful and they're angels among us. Don't get me wrong. May I just file this one grievance? You're getting checked on every 20 minutes, which means there you are. You don't
shirtless.
Have a shirt on. You just put the baby down, but you still don't have a shirt on. You know what I mean?
And you're like, hey.
Hey, Claudia, nurse, is it your shift now? Yeah, shift. Great. Let's check her vitals.
Yes. Right.
I don't know.
Okay, something else that I would like to talk about is your buddy, Guy Fieri.
Okay.
Who is calling out Jeff Bezos.
Oh, don't do that. Gotta. No.
For not helping restaurant people during the pandemic. Okay, so let me just, Dawn, I'm sure you're familiar with this story by now.
Yeah, we talked about it like at 6:45 or something.
Okay, so I want your opinion on this. So Guy Fieri, he's raised like $25 million during the pandemic for out-of-work line cooks, servers, other restaurant professionals. Amazing. That is so great. And one of the ways he did that was by going directly to the CEOs of major corporations and asking for donations so he can have this fund funded. And he said he got huge sums of money from companies like Pepsi, Uber Eats, Procter & Gamble. And he says, you know, I'm not into shaming people and telling who didn't donate. That's not my style. But Jeff Bezos did.
But here comes.
But Jeff Bezos, by the way, did not help us.
Oh. Well, did they reach out? Did they ask for help?
He says he did.
He did?
Yeah. And maybe didn't hear back.
Maybe it never reached Jeff Bezos himself.
Possibly, right?
I just think it's really douchey for him to do that. It's just the guy gives so much money to charity. His wife,
oh my God,
she is amazing.
She
his
just
ex-wife
spent all of his money on charity.
I
that
love
he gave
that
her pretty much.
And it's, who? How do you know? Just because he didn't give to your fund, that he's not helping food workers.
Which look, and I know there are people, and I'm not saying I'm Bezos level, getting there, working on it. But I know that people look at me at PetSmart, and when they say, hey, do you want to save a dog? And I'm like, no, I just want this freaking chew toy, and I'm trying to get out of here for the amount of money that you are charging me for. And then they look at you, so you say no to that. I'm going, I want a cheeseburger, and they're like, hey, but do you want to help save children? And I'm like, well, yes, I do, but right now, I'm really just looking for a burger. I understand.
You
I think I'm with
round
you, Donna.
Up and, yeah.
Yes, and I
you know what
there's,
we do.
There's so much behind the scenes giving that happens that you can. I think I agree. It is unfair of Guy Fieri to then say to Bezos, come on, dude, you didn't. Who knows what he's given to? He could be given tons of money to all sorts of things just because he didn't give to your cause that is of superior importance to you in that moment does not diminish the generosity of that person on the whole.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Because, by the way,
that bugs me so much.
And I get it. And then he's like, yeah, but he's super rich. But he could be giving to causes. Who knows? Maybe we're wrong. Maybe he's evil and he's Dr. Evil and has nothing good in his body. But he could be giving to causes that are, in Jeff Bezos's opinion, much more pressing than the restaurant crisis of last year. And that's very serious. If you're in the restaurant industry and that hit you and you were out of work and there were businesses that closed, that is as real as it gets in your life. But maybe he's in tune to something else that is going on halfway around the world,
right,
where people are dying or whatever. It could be anything.
Yes.
That's now, let me pick a different bone with Bezos in a minute.
Okay.
I ordered a 12-pack of chapstick.
Uh-oh.
And I said to my wife, hey, where'd you put that 12-pack of chapstick? She said, you ordered one individual tube of chapstick. And of course, it comes in, you know, like a freight container. And I said, you got to be kidding me. I ordered it as a 12-pack. She said there was one pack.
Poster tubes.
And here's the problem. I popped that pack open and I was like, I don't know where the other 11 are. She probably organized them somewhere. So I asked her last night, where are the other 11 chapsticks? She said, you only got one. Here's the thing. Very difficult to file a return for that because they want you to return the item. I'm already using the item. I'm already using it.
She just hid them away.
Yes. And now I'm out 11:47 and I got one chapstick for almost $12. And it's difficult to get this return because I can't go drop off half a used tube of chapstick at Kohl's.
You probably can. I'm sure you can. I'm sorry for your loss.
I mean, were you just dumb when you read the post or did they not send them?
No, they didn't send it. They charged me $11.47 for a pack of 12.
You've got to return
one.
It.
You they thought I was
you
dumb.
You return it.
I don't know
Hey,
return it.
Before we pause here, What's your poison with the chapstick? Which kind? Yeah.
I like regular. Original. But I think my absolute favorite, if I really had to do one for the rest of my life. Oh, God, no. Medicated is terrible.
Oh, it is.
Cherry.
Yeah, don't use that.
Yes, I will use that. Don't tell
it
me what to use.
Your lips red.
Oh, yeah. What a problem that would be with already full lips, as we talked about on Twin Cities Live on Friday.
You have full lips.
I think so. Well, wow, you don't think so?
I don't know.
I don't have an upper lip.
I don't have an upper lip either.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Women's upper lips thin as they get older.
Okay.
No, that's true. My mom told me that.
She's fired. Knock
men's
off.
Ears get bigger.
My nose is continuing to grow as my head shrivels.
No argument here. When we come back,
it's getting smaller.
We'll get into If You See Something, Say Something. That's next on My Talk.
Thanks for listening to the Monday edition of the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Coming up at 11:30 today, it's a Money Monday. Steve's going to hit us up with some money tips.
Oh, thanks, Donna.
Hey, you betcha, buddy boo.
They rounded up some really rich and successful people. If we're grading success on how much money you make, which is a very shallow way of viewing it, but for the sake of the segment, we'll do that. Sure. Like Damon John from Shark Tank, what book would he tell you to read if your money situation sucks? So 8 books, many of which I've never heard of before, that they suggest you read to get richer.
I love it. This is great. We'll link it all up too at mytalk1071.com. Okay, right now we got to do this.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
If you see something, say something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
You're up. A group of Kansas City area healthcare workers just happened to be in the right place at the right time. Thank you, Lord, in heaven above. That happened to be on a Hawaii-bound flight in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
A fellow traveler went into labor in the airplane bathroom.
I wonder how far along she was.
She was, thank you for asking, 27 weeks.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
wow. So,
what's
that, like 7 months or so?
No, that's less. That feels like six times, like maybe six?
Because 40 weeks is a full.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
so
wow.
She's like 3 months before. That's a scary situation. I was wondering why is she flying if she was in labor, but yeah, she was early.
Yeah, you're right. That's a little over 6 months. Well, we have some audio so what you're about to hear is the pilot telling passengers that there is a medical emergency, followed by two nurses who happen to be on board. There was a doctor on board, a physician's assistant, and 3 nurses.
Wow,
they had a full OR.
Yes, exactly. So here's the pilot.
All passengers to remain seated for just a few minutes to allow a passenger to seek medical assistance.
This lady just starts screaming, oh my God, we need help, doctor, medical, like, oh my God. She's like freaking out. I'm like, she had a baby and it's little.
We're used to like these stressful situations, not like this.
In a controlled environment.
Yeah, where we have like equipment. He's stable. They don't have a name yet, but the nurses and doctors have nicknamed him Jet at the hospital.
Oh,
That's cute. That's a good name.
Thank God that they were there. Wow. I mean, just think, like she said, you don't have any of your equipment. You know, the resources that you need. They started asking passengers for things that they needed. But these happened to be neonatal intensive care unit nurses.
What are the chances?
I know.
It's my sister.
Is she
little
still practicing?
Miracles.
She is not. She has MS and could not practice anymore, but she was very good. She was the person that would go on the helicopter to get very tiny babies from too far away.
Oh, my.
Who, most of the time it was in Arkansas. She was one of those nurses.
Is she the one with the hobby farm?
Nope, that's the other one.
That's the other one. Okay.
But that one was a labor and delivery nurse.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, okay.
So this is great. Now, I wonder if doctors always carry a bag with them. Like a medical bag
Brady
like
Bunch.
We see on movies.
I bet they do. Don't you think? I don't know if we have a doctor listening to us. We'll definitely be in shock and need of medical care.
This reminds me of yesterday. I talked to my friend. You remember I told you this a few weeks ago, right after Easter, that I got to go in and hug a friend of mine named Ron,
yes,
who goes to our church, who had had a heart attack,
yes,
while exercising, and an anesthesiologist finds him sort of like slunched over at an inclined bench thing, and then they end up doing stuff. They shock him. They do the whole thing.
Oh my God!
And so I'm talking with him yesterday, and he said, you know, after they shocked him, and then they get a pulse. They had been giving him chest compressions, and then talk about the right person at the right time. First of all, an anesthesiologist, like a nurse, finds him slouched over, and then they do that. And as they were pumping his chest, they got a pulse back. And the AED, I think, was still calling for more chest compressions, but the person who was doing those, of some medical background, said, I really don't think that we should continue with chest compressions because we have a pulse.
Ooh.
Ron's doctor tells him later, and he went in for a 10 or 11 hour life-saving surgery, that had they continued chest compressions because of the nature of what was going on in his heart, essentially he would have died because it would have been taking blood away from where it needed to go and forcing too much where it shouldn't. And so they had told him that he was about an hour and a half away from his heart just essentially exploding.
Oh my gosh.
Get this. Ron then, just like I've done this with my C-section. Ron, I have a great time when I'm with Ron. He said, Steve, let me show you something. He goes to his phone without warning me. He doesn't say, by the way, are you squeamish? He just says, hey, let me show you something. It is video of his open heart surgery. He says, look, that's my open chest. And then you see his heart
beating.
And then above it, you see, he said they got the extra parts at like Napa, at Auto Parts. he said, see that whole valve, they just put this plasticky thing in there. Now has clamps on the inside of his chest. It was crazy. It was just unbelievable. But there again, just the right people in just the right place at just the right time, or else, you know. They said that had he had that heart attack in a hospital with, like, under fully being monitored, even in that situation, he would have only had a 50% chance of surviving because of how dramatic it was. So the fact that it happened at a gym, then there was an ambulance ride and all that, and that he was able to stay alive was just such a miracle.
Use the weight clamps that you
they used? They did. I said, let's clamp this up.
You know, you use big weights on a barbell.
You got to put them on the end of the barbell so the weights don't fall off. And he told me, he said the nurse found me just sort of like this in the chair, sort of slunched over. I said, Ron, how is that different from how you normally are when you're working out? Yet it's not that different.
Or at church.
Yeah.
By the way, we did get a caller whose wife is a doctor, and he says they don't carry bags with them, and especially when you're going on a plane, a lot of those things are banned from being brought on board.
And then there's always the fear that a lot of these doctors and nurses have of being sued by people if they jump in to help, which is so
wrong.
Sad.
Yes. Yeah. Dang. Anyway, good talk, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that felt cleansing.
Yeah. Sorry, Dawn, we're not going to be able to get to your beautiful story.
It's okay. If you want to use it later, we'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so great.
Me likey.
Dawn doesn't care. She's leaving.
Dawn's like,
she's out of here.
Peace out.
She's got her lighter out. I can see her on video. She's got her lighter out. Pulling out a cigarette as we talk. Oh,
my God.
It's a clove.
Oh, God, I would puke.
Me too.
Yeah,
remember, I told you I ended up last time I smoked naked in the fetal position sniffing wheat bread. That was how that story ended.
Don't really get the wheat bread thing, but okay.
I needed to smell something.
Besides the cigarette.
Besides the smoky smell on my hands, it was the worst.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. That's terrible. Okay, we got to go. I have a funny story for I Am Grant when we come right back on My Talk.